Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, May 14th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates at Miller Park 5-2 on Tuesday night to open up a three-game series. Marco Estrada gets the win. He's now 3-1. He worked six innings, gave up a run, and that was a first-inning home run to Neil Walker. But Jonathan Lucroy put the Brewers on top for good with a two-run single in the third.
Yeah, we needed those two runs. You know, it's a big part of the game, but, you know, it worked out for us. So it's baseball. Sometimes those things happen. Sometimes you line out right of people with runners on. Sometimes you have flares and runners on and you get hit. So it's weird.
Ricky Weeks, Gene Segura, Mark Reynolds, each with an RBI for the Brewers. Estrada would strike out 8 in the victory, but was in trouble much of the night. Says it was nice to win without his best stuff.
You know, it was just very rewarding not being able to have your A game, I guess, and just being able to give the team six innings and keep them in the game like we did today. So yeah, it was very rewarding.
Francisco Rodriguez was saved number 16. The Brewers beat Gerrit Cole, who's now 3-3. Milwaukee's won 8 out of 9 against the Pirates this year. Get to 25-14 on the season. Still lead the National League Central by 5.5 games, but Carlos Gomez had to leave the game with soreness in his back. Brewers placed Aramis Ramirez on the 15-day disabled list on Tuesday. Ryan Braun called back into the active roster, and Elian Herrera taking the roster spot of Caleb Gindel, who was optioned back to AAA Nashville. Willy Peralta will face Francisco Liriano in Game 2 of the series on Wednesday night. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 4-3 in 12 innings. A painful walk-off win for the Redbirds as Greg Garcia, with the bases loaded, leaning in and got hit by a pitch. He says that's the result he was looking for.
My instinct was to get hit. I wanted to get hit. I knew that meant the game was over. When I saw that pitch coming at me, there was no doubt in my mind I was not going to get hit right there. But yeah, it's a little different feeling. As you get older, you know, you kind of realize you just wear it, especially with two strikes. It's a good time to sit in there and wear one.
He's wearing one for the team this morning. The San Diego Padres walked off the Cincinnati Reds 2-1. Chase Headley taking Aroldis Chapman deep for a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Arizona beat Washington 3-1. Bronson Arroyo a complete game. Dodgers beat the Marlins 7-1, scoring 5 runs in the sixth inning. And Atlanta beat the San Francisco Giants 5-0. That means the Brewers back with the best record in the National League. The Braves do it with Mike Minor and 3 relievers combining on a 5-hitter. Minor says he had every pitch working.
Yeah, I felt like I had, not that I executed all of them every time, but I felt like any situation, any count, any batter, I felt like I could throw whatever.
In the American League, Tigers beat the Orioles 4-1. Miguel Cabrera, a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth. Blue Jays over the Indians 5-4. Twins beat the Red Sox 8-6. Chris Parmalee delivering a walk-off 2-run home run for the Twins.
Being aggressive to pitches that I can handle, you know, not being too picky up there. And if it's not that exact pitch, you know, it's still a pitch you can drive somewhere. So I definitely say staying aggressive was one of the big things.
Dallas Keuchel leading Houston over Texas 8-0, a complete game 7-hitter. Oakland rolling the White Sox 11-0. Brandon Moss 2 home runs for the A's. Tampa Bay gets by Seattle 2-1. David Price a complete game with 12 strikeouts. Interleague play, Mets beat the Yankees for the second straight night 12-7. It was the Angels 4, the Phillies 3. Royals get by the Colorado Rockies 5-1. Minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers beat Quad Cities 10-4. They built a 6-0 lead and hang on for the win. They get to 17-20. Those same two teams playing at Fox City Stadium, 6:35 on Wednesday night. Now to the NBA playoffs. The Washington Wizards stay alive, winning in Indiana. Beat the Pacers 102-79. John Wall at 27, but Marcin Gortat comes up huge. 31 points, 16 rebounds. Says get a little more involved in the offense for this one.
I talked to John. Obviously, he was looking for me a little bit more. Coach put me in position to score. He gave me a few different looks inside, outside, and I was able to contribute.
Pacers still lead that series 3-2. Oklahoma City beats the L.A. Clippers 105-104. They were down 13 points with 4 minutes to go, but they rally for the win. Russell Westbrook hits 3 free throws with 6 seconds left. He would finish with 38 points, but it was the play before the foul that really had the Clippers unhappy. Ball deflected out of bounds. It was ruled in favor of the Thunder, and that is not how Los Angeles head coach Doc Rivers saw it.
We still have the right to win the game if the ball says it's our ball. And that didn't happen. And that's too bad. That's too bad for us. All right? I mean, we got 2 more games to play. But that was that could be a series-defining call. And that's not right.
Thunder now on top of that series 3-2. Stan Van Gundy, former coach of the Orlando Magic and the Miami Heat, named head coach and president of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons, reportedly agreeing to a 5-year, $35 million contract. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the New York Rangers go into Pittsburgh and beat the Penguins 2-1 to capture Game 7 and reach the Eastern Conference Final for the second time in 3 years. Brad Richards, a power play goal in the second period, gave the Rangers the lead. Henrik Lundqvist with 35 saves makes it stand up. Brian Boyle and the Blue Shirts had a lot of energy early in this one.
From the start, I think, with Dom and Doris, we were jumping. We wanted to get on pucks, and we got into the flow early. We got some shifts, and it was a fun game to play in, that's for sure.
Not if you're a Penguin. Another unfulfilled season for Sidney Crosby and the Pens, who have to deal with a Game 7 loss on home ice.
Just disappointing. Tonight was one of our better games. You know, we worked hard and generated some good chances. I think the two we lost ended this one hurt us a lot, and we put ourselves in this position.
Rangers come from 3-1 down to reach the finals in the East, and they'll get the winner of the Boston-Montreal series, which has a Game 7 on Wednesday night. In the Western Conference, the defending champion Chicago Blackhawks knocked out the Minnesota Wild in 6 games, winning on the road 2-1 in overtime. Patrick Kane netting the game winner, said it was just my turn to be the hero.
I think everyone wanted to be the guy to score the goal tonight, but you know, it's a great team effort, great goaltender effort by Crawford, and like I said, we can keep getting better and better, and didn't matter who was scoring tonight. I think we knew it was in this locker.
Hawks will take on the winner of the Anaheim-Los Angeles series. Ducks leading the Kings 3-2. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.